This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Lebanon's ambassador to Germany, Mustafa Adib, is poised to be designated prime minister on Monday after winning the support of major parties to form a new government facing a crippling financial crisis and the aftermath of the Beirut port explosion. Adib is set to be designated just ahead of a visit by French President Emmanuel Macron, who is prominent in international efforts to press Lebanese politicians to address a crisis seen as Lebanon's worst since the 1975 to 1990 civil war. The previous government, led by Hassan Diab, quit on August 10th over the port blast, in which a massive amount of unsafely stored chemicals detonated. Once designated, the process of forming a new government will get underway. Until a new administration is agreed, the Diab government continues to in a caretaker capacity. Lebanon's financial crisis is seen as the biggest threat to its stability since its civil war. The currency has lost as much as 80% of its value since October. Savers have been locked out of their deposits and a paralyzed banking system. Poverty and unemployment have soared. Lebanon launched talks with the International Monetary Fund in May after defaulting on its huge debt. It's aiming to secure financial support, but these have stalled amid divisions on the Lebanese side over the scale of losses in the financial system. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has revealed the names of the appointed members and leaders of the country's High Council for National Reconciliation. That's according to a body tasked with leading peace negotiations with the Taliban. Presidential decree issued on Saturday lists political figures, including current and former officials, leaders of political parties, and renowned religious figures among the group. This is VOA News. India on Sunday set the coronavirus record when it reported more than 78,700 new infections in 24 hours. That's the world's highest single-day rise, even as it continued to open up the economy. Home to 1.3 billion people, India is already the world's third most infected nation, with more than 3.5 million cases behind just the United States and Brazil. It has also reported more than 63,000 deaths. According to the official health ministry toll, the United States set the previous record on July 17th with more than 77,600 daily infections. In his regular monthly radio address on Sunday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi did not comment on the milestone, but he called on Indians to observe safety measures such as wearing masks and staying 2 yards away from others. Global coronavirus infections soared past 25 million on Sunday as countries around the world further tightened restrictions to try to stop the pandemic. Even nations such as New Zealand and South Korea, which had previously brought their outbreaks largely under control, are now battling new clusters of infections. Masks will become mandatory starting Monday on public transport and flights in New Zealand. Tightened virus curbs kicked off on Sunday in South Korea, including the Greater Seoul region, which is home to half the country's population. On the other side of the world, Latin America, the worst hit region, was still struggling with its first wave, with COVID-19 deaths in Brazil crossing 120,000, second only to the United States. Voters in Montenegro hit the polls on Sunday in an election testing the three-decade domination of a pro-West ruling party, which has faced a year of protests and high tension with supporters of the influential Orthodox Church. A reformist to some and an autocrat to others, 58-year-old President Milo Djukanovic has led the Adriatic nation for half his life, taking it from the end of communism in the 1990s to independence from Serbia in 2006 and more recently into NATO. In defiance of China, a delegation led by the president of the Czech Republic's Senate arrived in Taiwan Sunday for a six-day visit. It's the highest-level exchange between the two countries to cement economic and cultural ties. The Czech Republic adheres to the One China policy, but maintains unofficial ties with Taiwan. Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs reported that the Czech Senate leader told his 89-member delegation that the trip will honor the spirit of late Czech President Václav Havel, a playwright who spent years in prison for his dissenting views before becoming the Czech Republic's first president in 1993. Marissa Melton, VOA News.